This is Shambhala Sun editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. Our November 2009 issue features First Light, a series of meditations by essayist, poet, and naturalist Diane Ackerman, the best-selling author of A Natural History of the Senses and The Zookeeper's Wife. Her newest book is Dawn Light, Dancing with Cranes and Other Ways to Start the Day. Ackerman recently sat down with The Sun's Andrea Miller to talk about a major theme of Dawn Light and a recurring grounding source of joy available to us all, the healing power of nature.
You've given a lot of thought to the healing power of nature.
Well, I think there's a special loneliness at the heart of society that comes from trying to exile ourselves from nature all the time, which, of course, we didn't evolve to do. We evolved to be part of the changing seasons and to have a sense of the existing surrounded by forces that are greater than we are. And when we live indoors and in cities and towns, we lose some of our own wildness, some of our own wilderness, especially when we abide by artificial light in landscapes, city landscapes sometimes, where all the constellations are on the ground. And if you remove any animal from nature, whether it's a human being or a wild dog, it loses its bearings. It can only grow disconsolate. For me, I remedy that by getting up early and welcoming the dawn. But this is also something that I turn to in uncertain times, in periods of crisis and worry and grief, when I really need enriching ways to transcend. Then especially, I find comfort in nature, whose charms I fell in love with when I was little, when nature was a kingdom of wonder and play and freedom and self-discovery, and it still is if I just take the time to notice. Several years ago, for instance, when my husband was hospitalized for some weeks with pneumonia and I didn't know if he was going to recover, he's doing fine now, thank heavens, and life felt really calamitous, really off balance, as if I were on deck in the midst of some horribly chaotic storm. I was in the hospital at his bedside. There were long tentacles leading into and out of him. He didn't even look human. He looked like a sea creature. His fever kept spiking, and there was absolutely nothing I could do but wait and crumble. Most of all, I needed pockets of calm and continuity. And so I would return home at night and get a little bit of sleep, and first thing each morning, I turned to the wonders of nature. Because for me, that's where worry takes a holiday and the earth feels solid underfoot. And it's those periods of communion with nature that I ended up writing about and putting into In Dawn Light. I don't mention In Dawn Light that my husband was in the hospital while I was writing these meditations and that he was recovering. But that's what was going on.
That was the inspiration.
Yes. Lured out of bed each day by the dawn, which is something that always somehow pulls me from sleep. I would stroll around the yard, and I'd pay attention to the dew or the frost. I love to watch bees waking up and look at the snail tracks. And I like to thwack the seed pods and watch the different changing shadows and listen to which birds start singing first and the crescendo of the bird song and then the first dribbles of pink and purple low on the horizon, all the way through to when you have the symphony of just gold fury and the sun is pounding up the sky. I liked that it was always there, always right where I left it, always on time, something that I could rely on. And then something would happen that always happens to me when I really pay attention to nature. Then my awareness fills with a landscape of vastness that's so ancient and so visceral and also so astonishing that I can't understand it. I don't want to make sense of it. I don't think about it. And I also can't turn away from it. because it speaks to me in a special dialect of blood and bone, of that wilderness, that wildness that I was talking about. It just whispers through my cells with excitement and relief about the joy of finding myself alive again on one more morning, and the world absolutely dazzling and full of color. So I love those experiences in happy times, but I find that especially during periods of suffering and pain, I need to find enriching ways to transcend. And for me, that's always meant losing myself in nature, and it doesn't have to be at dawn.
That was Diane Ackerman talking about the healing power of nature with Shambhala Sun Associate Editor Andrea Miller. You can read First Light, a series of meditations by Ackerman on Dawn and Decay, Koans and Creation, on page 62 of the November 2009 issue of the Shambhala Sun. This is Rod Mead Sperry. Thanks as always for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.